מסכת ערבים פרק י' מי שדל הזיז שלפני חלום נויתנו נולה ונוילה ממנו בשב a ledge that's in front of a window and the ledge sticks out from the window over a Rishus HaRabbah. You're allowed to take things from the house and put it on the ledge, and so too you can take things from the ledge and bring it into the house, even though the house is a Rishus HaYachid and the ledge sticks out over a Rishus HaRabbah, it would still be mutter. The reason being is that a Rishus HaRabbah only goes up to 10 tefachim above the ground of the Rishus HaRabbah. Anything above 10 tefachim is not regarded as a Rishus HaRabbah. It is regarded as a makom ptur, a place that is exempt. You're allowed to take things from a makom ptur and bring it into a Rishus HaYachid or into a Rishus HaRabbah, so therefore it's mutter to take things from the ledge and put it inside the house, and to take things from the house and put it on the ledge, since the ledge is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. However, the Mefarshim said, you're only allowed to put breakable objects on the ledge, something that would break if it fell into Rishus HaRabbah. However, you are not allowed to put unbreakable objects on the ledge on Shabbos. The reason being is that we're afraid that maybe the object will fall off the ledge into the Rishus HaRabbah, and you'll forget that it's Shabbos, and you'll go outside and bring the object into the Rishus HaYachid, and you'll be carrying from a Rishus HaRabbah into a Rishus HaYachid. So only allowed to put breakable objects on the ledge, such as glass, cups, so that way, if it falls into Rishus HaRabbah, it will break, and you will not bring it inside the house. Omed Adam Rishus HaYachid, Umetalto Rishus HaRabbah. A person is allowed to stand in a Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos and stick his hand out from the Rishus HaYachid and move an object that's in the Rishus HaRabbah from one place to another. Even if most of his body is in the Rishus HaYachid, you're still allowed to stick your hand out and move the object in Rishus HaRabbah. And we're not afraid that maybe you'll forget it Shabbos and bring the object from the Rishus HaRabbah into the Rishus HaYachid. For Rishus HaRabbah, umetalto for Rishus HaYachid. And so too, you can stand in a Rishus HaRabbah and stick your hand into a Rishus HaYachid and move an object from one place to another in the Rishus HaYachid. Uvavaj lo yoyti chutz me'ar ba'amu. As long as you don't move the object more than 4 amos. That's talking about where you're standing in a Rishus HaYachid, and you're sticking your hand out into a Rishus HaRabbah, and you're moving an object from one place to another in Rishus HaRabbah. That's only mutter if you don't move the object more than 4 amos, as it's forbidden to move an object more than 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabbah. Sechad Erev Imperik Yud Mishnah Hei Lo Yamud Adam B'Rishus HaYachid V'yashtim B'Rishus HaRabbah. A person may not stand in a Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos and urinate into a Rishus HaRabbah. And so too, a person may not stand in a Rishus HaRabbah and urinate into a Rishus HaYachid as you're transferring the urine from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabbah, or from a Rishus HaRabbah to a Rishus HaYachid, which is Asur on Shabbos. And if you do so, you would be chayav to bring a chatas, as it would be Asur min HaTorah. Even though we have a klal that the issur of transferring something from one rishus to another rishus is only if you transfer an object that's resting on a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and put it down on a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which doesn't apply to this case. However, since there's no other way to urinate into this, you're taking the urine from a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and you would be chayav for hotzah on Shabbos. V'chein lo yorin. The same would be true regarding spitting from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabbah, or from a Rishus HaRabbah to a Rishus HaYachid. If you spit from one Rishus to another Rishus on Shabbos, that would be usher, and you would be chayav a chatas. And again, in this case, even though you're not spitting from a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, since there's no other way to spit, it's tantamount as if you spat from a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and you would be chayav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af misha nitlash roko b'fiv, lo yahalech arba amos ad sheyorin. Rabbi Yehuda said, so too in a case where you have saliva in your mouth, and enough saliva accumulated that's detached from you, meaning to say that the saliva is ready to be spat out. It's no longer considered part of your body, and you're not allowed to walk 4 amos in Rishus HaRabbah with the saliva in your mouth. You have to spit the saliva out before you walk 4 amos. If you walk 4 amos with the saliva in your mouth after it's accumulated in your mouth and it's ready to be spat out, you would be chayav b'chatas.